things juicy. Gossip and all things juicy. It's the AMPM report.
Okay, I think we got some stuff going on in here. How you doing, you guys? Broadcasting all the way live from home. You feeling
good? We're at the Al Mar Manor. Yeah, okay. You know, Allison, Mark. We know what we did. We paired up the names.
Okay.
So we're doing okay, Coco. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad you're doing. Me and Sean are holding it down in here, social distancing. Got to send a big happy birthday out to everyone celebrating a birthday today. You shared the day with MC Mariah Carey. She turns 50 today.
Mimi's 50?
Mimi is 50.
Oh, she's going to have an amazing celebration. I can't wait to see it.
After this whole pandemic is over.
But we're social.
I don't know what she's going to do. Because she does it big. Also, Fergie turns 45 and Quentin Tarantino turns 57 today. So there's a lot of things going on. A lot of people celebrating virtually. Happy birthday to you if you're listening. Today's your birthday. Also, in other news, we've been talking about it. Coronavirus. People are getting it. We remember Idris had it. Kevin Durant. Slim Thug just announced that he had it last week. And just announced over the last couple days, I don't know if you're a hip-hop fan like me, but the Ghetto Boy Scarface, Face Mob, he's announced that he has coronavirus. And actually, he just recently did an interview talking about what he went through.
Where I just felt like I was going to die, bro. Like, I threw up so much until it was just like hot sauce. You know, I didn't have no food in my stomach, man. It was just coming up like bile, bro. And then they found, you know, they swabbed me again right before I left and called me last night about 11:30 and said I had, you know, coronavirus.
And you know what's really crazy about that? Faith says that he hasn't even left the house. He hasn't even been around people. So the fact that he's got the virus, you know, he wasn't touching doorknobs or doing anything. He was just been at home. So, you know,
that's the thing. And that's why you got a social distance. And I'm no shade here, but you could be walking around. You don't know you have something. And it takes a minute for it to, incubate. So, yeah, oh, my gosh. I'm just so happy that it sounds like on the road to recovery.
Yeah, he's on the road to recovery. And, you know, just a lot of people are doing a lot of different things. And, you know, everyone was watching Dr. Fauci during all these press conferences. And he was recently on The Daily Show with Trevor Noah. And I think we're going to hit off some of that a little later on. He basically broke it down. But the fact that he's on with Trevor Noah, and, you know, Trevor's always doing those little parodies and stuff. I mean, what were you saying before? You think what?
Yeah, I think that Dr. Fauci, you used to see him a lot behind the president, but the information coming out, I don't think it was in line with what he was saying, you know, as one of the top doctors in the country. So it seems like he's distancing himself a little bit from the message coming out of the White House.
The president is crazy.
Okay, that's Mark.
That's Mark. That's not me, right?
Read between the lines on what I'm saying.
Yes. Okay.
All right, so we want to hear from you. How are you dealing with everything social distancing? Call Allison and Mark. We definitely want to know.
That's right, 202-432-WHUR. Call.
Join Allison Seymour and Mark Clark's family now.